Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home alright. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Hey listeners, welcome back to It's Written Here.
We've had a bit of a holiday because of the holidays and the school concert, which was a blast.
Today we'll be interviewing Madeline from 56W.
And I will read the first page of my favourite book, written by my favourite author.
And Jasmine will be also reading one of her great stories. Let's get into it.
So, Kira, what's your story about today?
My story is about things made in China.
That sounds interesting. Do you think you could read it now?
Yeah. Last weekend, I went to the reject shop. I figured that everything I touched is made in China. What's wrong with Australia? Nothing is made in Australia. Not even pen that I'm using... that I'm writing with is made in Australia. I strongly believe that we should stop shipping over junk that we don't ever use or for a day and forget about. It's just a waste and it's unenvironmentally friendly for ships to ship poor clothing and toys over to another country that can take care of itself. Sorry, China, but we don't need all that plastic and cheap material.
That's actually a really good story.
And a true one too. Now it's time to get Maddie in to tell us about her favourite book, author, and why.
So Maddie, who's your favourite author?
Alyssa Knoll.
And what books does she write?
Radiant, Shimmer, Dreamland and Whisper.
And I'm guessing one of them's your favourite book. Which one?
Radiant.
Nice. Thank you, Maddie.
Okay, listeners, I have a great book that I think all of you should read. The author is Christopher Pike, and his stories are amazing. He has such good ideas, and his stories are really detailed. All of his books look scary, and even the title sounds scary, but his stories aren't. Now, I love scary stories, and even though his aren't, they're really good. So if you like scary stories, or if you don't, Christopher Pike's book will suit you. Now I'm going to read the first page of my favourite book, written, of course, by Christopher Pike. Most people would probably call me a ghost. I am, after all, dead. But I don't think of myself that way. It wasn't so long ago that I was alive. You see, I was only 18. I had my whole life in front of me. Now I suppose you could say that I have all of eternity before me. I'm not sure exactly what that means yet. I'm told everything's going to be fine, but I have to wonder what I would have done with my life, who I might have been, and that's what saddens me the most about dying, that I'll never know. My name is Shari. They don't go much for last names over here. I used to be Shari Cooper. I'd tell you what I looked like, but since the living can see right through me now, it would be a waste of time. I am the colour of wind. I can dance on moonbeams and sometimes even cause a star to twinkle. But when I was alive, I looked all right. Maybe better than all right. I suppose there's no harm in telling what I used to look like. I had dark blonde hair, which I wore on shoulder, to my shoulders on in layered waves. I also had a fringe, which my mum said I wore too long because it was always getting in my eyes. My clear green eyes. My brother said that they were brown, but they were green, definitely green. I can see them now. I can brush my fringe from my eyes and feel my immaterial hair slide between my invisible fingers. I can even laugh at myself and remember this smile that won best smile in my junior year in high school. Teenage girls are always complaining about the way they look. But now that no one is looking at me, I see something else. I should never have complained. It's a wonderful thing to be alive. I hadn't planned on dying. But that's the story I have to tell. How it happened, why it happened, why it shouldn't have happened, and how it was meant to be.
I hate scary stories, but that book sounds really good. Okay, Jazz, let's hear that story of yours.
Sure. It was a cold, wet and windy day. The sky was dark grey and the wind was howling something terrible. A clap of thunder threatened a huge storm. Unfortunately, today was my birthday. It was late December, middle of summer, but today was nothing like it. It was 10 degrees, stormy, wet, miserable, cold, windy, and unfortunately, my birthday. I was meant to be having a pool party with the most popular girls in school, but of course, they all rang up and said they had better things to be doing, or they had partyitis, they were allergic to parties. So it was just my best friend and I. I was turning 13, which is big, finally a teenager. But today, the only big thing was the size of the puddle outside my bedroom window. So the day went on. My friend and I watched about every movie made and ate the whole winter supply of chips in the house, yet we were still bored. We decided to go in the pool. It was still 10 degrees, it was still raining, and it was still blowing a gale. But we figured, what the hell, the pool's going to be warm, so we may as well go in it. We got changed into our bathers and jumped in. Surprisingly and unfortunately for us, the pool was freezing. We could have been swimming in the middle of Antarctica in midwinter and it would have been warmer than the water we were in at the moment. So after about 30 seconds in the pool, we got out. Well, more like sprinted out. We rushed inside and stood in front of the heater. It wasn't on. So teeth chattering and body shaking, I turned on the heater.
Great story.
Thanks. I'm sad to say this, but unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow Radio Carrum on Twitter.
We'll be back next Thursday. But before we go, I'd like to thank our sound engineers, Caitlin and Gemma. Bye.
Bye.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey,
spaceman, won't you please take me along?